As much as things change, you can always count on one thing. Real estate never stands still. This is your inside track to all things realty. From the latest market trends, tips and insights for whether you're buying or selling, and stories from the industry's leading experts that you can take with you on your real estate journey. You are listening to The Reality of Realty with Kristen Malfer.
Hi, Kristen Malfer with The Reality of Realty. We are here today and I'm so excited to interview and visit with, I'm going to say it wrong, but it's a sexy name and I love it when you say it, but I'll try. So, Bilal Hazeez. Now, how do you really pronounce it?
You did. First of all, I'm absolutely excited to be here. It's always wonderful, and you hear me say this all the time. But just you have a wonderful aura. Just being in your presence, and it just screams like I don't know. It's just warmth. And but it's Bilal Hazeez, and you did it. You said it pretty.
See, there's no way. That's just a lot sexier. Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you, and thank you for the compliment because there's not a day that I see you, pass you, or that I don't smile. But you always walk in and you own it. And I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The presence in the room. And yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today is I think it's important, kind of twofold, of first impressions. Yeah. So how we present houses to the market. But really it starts with, and of course I tell the agents, if you want to be Superman, you got to wear the costume. And you're always wearing the costume. Yeah. I love that. But so where did that come from for you? Because I didn't have to teach you that. When I first met you, you walked through the door and I'm like, hello.
Yeah, that's really interesting. One of my mentors said to me, they actually kind of asked a question and said, they said, what type of realtor do you want to be like 2 years from now? So I answered, and I've always wanted to, conduct myself a certain type of way. They said, okay, well, that type of realtor, do they wear khaki pants or do they wear like a custom suit? So they were saying like, be that person that you want to be.
Whether that's like today now. Or two,
yeah. Yeah, like two be years. That, be yeah. That, wherever you want to present that image, of yourself, like be it right now, today, and then I think naturally you become that, then you start to live that and you start to, exuberate that confidence and whatever that looks. But it starts by, the image that you present to the world,
Well, it is. I mean, if you walk in a room and I tell people, if you show up in your Lululemon or your sweats and all of a sudden we get a phone call for a listing presentation, you're not going. It's like, and I think when you're conducting business, if you go out and you look like a stay-at-home mom with your drawstring pants and your t-shirt, that's fine. You're comfortable. But is someone going to want to hire you to go sell real estate if you showed up in a t-shirt? And, there's a way sometimes to put jeans with a nice blazer. And it's not like we have to be, fashionistas. But but you definitely have that. And there's, I find times, funny story, but I went on a listing presentation at a ranch. And, I say ranch, the horses and the whole property. And so I had the suit on and I wanted to be professional. So I've had my heels and I show up and it's a single guy that owns this ranch. And he basically just, I show up at the front door and I'm dressed. I am prepared. I know everything about this land. I know about all the horses that did some background. And he opens up the door and he looks at me from head to toe and he goes, nope. Shuts the door. And I'm standing there mortified, and I thought, I had a pair of cowboy boots that my dog had chewed the toe off of that I was taking to get repaired. And I'm like, please still be in that trunk. Please be in the trunk. So I go, I opened up the trunk, put those boots on. I went back to the door. I thought, I'm not getting in if I don't go back. But if I do go back, there's a chance. 50-50.
Yes.
And he opened up the door. And I said, can I just have 15 minutes of your time? Uh-huh. And he was like, come on in.
There you go.
It's a funny story that we still talk about today. Yes. And I did get that listing, but it was funny. And later, he said to me, he said, now why in the world did you show up looking like a princess at the door for a horse property? And I said, well, I wanted you to recognize that I was professional and I was really excited about, presenting to you. And he said, in this world, farmland, things like that, you don't want to do that.
Right.
People want to do business with people that get what they are trying to sell.
Yes.
And he goes, there's a way to dress like a cowgirl and keep it classy.
100%.
And I remember that.
You always say, if you want to be Superman, you got to dress the part. And the part means, wherever you're at, you have to dress the part, And, I've always heard that people hate being sold, but they love shopping with friends.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? So if you're presenting a certain type of image that isn't, you know, natural with the, you know, the individual that you're trying to talk to, then it's kind of like, you know, are you really being their friend? Are you just,
right,
you know,
it's kind of forced.
Right, it's kind of forced. So you want to be able to kind of really present yourself also the way that your customer, your client, or that circumstance, you know, calls for as well.
Yes. And, you know, and I do agree. It's one of those things that you show up and I had a loaner car and I went to a lower price point for a listing. And this loaner car was far exceeded what I would normally drive. And it had a loud engine and it was like,
oh, you're driving Maserati or
Well, it was a Porsche. And it was a, and so I got it, I thought, wow, but this is not me, but I needed it for temporary time. So I pull up and I go on three listing appointments and I don't get all three. And that's really uncommon.
Right.
Not that we get them all, but, yeah, but we do. And, yeah, and so I was devastated and I thought, I nailed that appointment. I knew everything about these houses. And I thought, I would be remiss if I don't take a minute and find out, like, why didn't you select me? And this one house, it was a smaller house. And he said, you know, I you just appeared very, you were great when we met you. But, and I said, was it the car? I just had a vibe. And he goes, it just, I thought you really didn't need our listing and we probably wouldn't be that important to you. So on the flip side of wanting to be dapper and look the best, there's also the adaptability part of first impressions.
Yes.
Were they going to, was I authentic? Was I going to understand it? Of course I wanted that listing. We want them all, right?
Yeah.
But it kind of broke my heart, but it was the case. Two of the three listings actually gave me the feedback that, and I'm like, and I went to the dealer and I said, I know my car is in the shop, but you got to take this car back and give me something different because this is killing me.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, but that's a different way of spending a first impression. But, you know, it is. I feel like, you know, the way too that you present, not only yourself, but whenever you have listings or any of our team's listings, you do an amazing job of presenting those. You know, you do amazing social media. I wish I had to just could take a little inch out of you and put so I could learn it and know it, but I'll let you just do it great. But tell me what goes into that.
You know, it's what really like excited me about being part of like this wonderful team here at Balfour Associates is that it exemplifies like luxury, you know. And when people think luxury, they immediately go to like, oh no, a price point. Like luxury isn't a price point, luxury is an experience.
I love that so much.
You know?
You're
and
right.
And so it's whether you're listing a, you know, $300,000 house or a $3 million house, a client, there's some type of an experience that's there that a client really wants to be a part of. So I want to feel like a client can come to me to buy a $5 million house or a $5 million lifestyle.
Right.
You know? And people come to you because based off of the experience that you're giving them, you know, and we really pride ourselves on, like, you know, that concierge experience, you know.
Right.
So whatever that lifestyle that is, you know, a $2 million or a $200,000 lifestyle, then you know, you kind of know the ins and outs. It's about knowledge. It's about having information. People don't want to come to you and you just giving them stuff that they can find on Zillow.
No.
Or, you know, Trulia, whatever, right? It's because you have some type of information they don't have.
Right.
You know, so it's about knowing information and providing a certain type of experience. So when they go to, you know, if a client, you know, they have a banker, they have, they go to certain clubs, they go to, you know, they're part of a golf association or the country club, et cetera. It's, yeah, they love to play golf, but
right,
it's the experience that comes along with that.
It
so
is.
When they're meeting you and when they're coming into a home, et cetera, there's an experience that you also want to provide them so that they say, hey, like this type of lifestyle, this is the type of home you want to be, this is the type of neighborhood you want to be, this is the type of schools you want your children to go to. So it's a whole experience level that goes along with that.
Yes, I mean, and it is, and you have to, you exude that, whatever that is. And I've said before that, you know, I kind of dislike they call us real estate agents. We really are their real estate advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, they want to go with someone that they trust, and then, but it is by portraying out there how we do it. You know, I never was really good about that, but that is something that you've done really well, and you know, you have an amazing following, and it's one of those two that starts with like, okay, people say to us, how do you guys always get the pretty houses? And we laugh, you know, right? But they don't always start pretty, right? No. And so it is that next level of whether it is 300, 3 million, 30 million, how do we portray that house? Because again, you never get a second chance to make the first impression. 100%. So if we go in and we stage it and we, you know, some people just go and take pictures with a cell phone. I know these cell phones are great, but you know, by doing all the professional photography, but even before that, the staging, the videos, the walking through and looking at that photo going, let's tweak that. If we get the photos back and they don't look great, you know, everything that you've put out in regards to marketing pieces and especially your social media. I mean, yes, it's us getting it ready, but even you taking it and doing the little finesse to make it pretty for the market.
Right.
So, you know, and let's digress a second, but, you know, let's talk about first impressions, and Lord knows you for sure have had an opportunity and to be quite the star on 90 Day Fiancé. So tell me a little bit about that. Tell me what that, obviously, if you're going to be on TV and you're a TV star, you know, you've got people watching from afar, and how do you, you know, go with your best foot forward and you carry it so naturally.
Yeah, you know, like when you're put on TV, never in a million years I thought I was ever be like a TV personality, like never, you know. But now that you are, and you know the world has their eyes looking at you and everything like that, you know that it's the things that you say and how you look and all that, you know, like it's very important, even more important now that you know the spotlight is on you, you know. And so when you're meeting somebody for the very first time, whether it's, you know, fans that come up to us all the time, or, you know, when you're talking to a client for the very first time, like, you don't know if they know you from TV or if they just, you know, what have you, but you always want to put like your, you know, your a good foot forward, you know, sure. And you always, I'm like, for me, like I've always, and even before TV, like, you know, like, I know I hustle for my last name, not my first name, you know, like, how my parents groomed me growing up, you know, and my siblings and I.
You want to make them proud.
Like, 100% make them proud. And you always want to be caught doing the right thing, you know. And for me too, that means like treating people the right way, you know. And that also means that, you know, you're always trying to be the best version of yourself as well too, you know. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier, presenting yourself the right way. I know that there's a difference. You know, I dress down, you know, sometimes as well. But like when I walk into a restaurant with, you know, a T-shirt, you know, versus if I go into that same restaurant the next day with a custom suit on, I'm treated a little bit different. You know,
and it shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
people act a little different, you know, around you, and you know, and when you walk with your shoulders back, and you know, I remember this is like years ago. Like walk with a semi faster pace, because people who are like, you know, professionals and people
that
who
person's
are,
going somewhere.
They have somewhere to go, right? So I used to practice that. I remember like walking a little faster when I was like younger and things. And people are always look. I remember walking down at like the Country Club Plaza. People are like, young man, like I don't know what you do, but man, it's keep doing that. You know, it was funny because I was like fresh out of college or whatever. But it was like those things that they had a last impression on people. And had a first impression too, you
right?
Know, so,
and that's, you know, I think it's funny. I walk fast anyway, but and when I'm on, everybody's like, "You're always on a mission." And I'm like, "Really?" And they're like, "I mean, are you ever tired?" And I went, "Sure," but I didn't know that I walked fast, you know. And I found that when I'd be in a store anywhere, people would come up and ask me a question, like, and I'm like, "Do I work here?" And of course, I'd love to help them, but they were like, "You just look like you might know where this would be." And I'm like, "Here, come on, let me help you." But it is, it's you know. I laugh because when I was first in real estate, and I didn't realize it, but of course they had our pictures were on the signs, and I'm at the grocery store, and you know I did not have on a dress, or I wasn't, you know, suited like to go list a house.
Right.
I didn't look like, you know, homeless or anything, but I definitely was not dressed the best. And this lady said to me, and she kept staring at me, kind of, and I was like, "Can I help you?" She said, "Are you a real estate agent?" And I said, "I am." She said, "You have a listing in my neighborhood, and I'm not interested in selling, but would you come and visit with me about my mom's villa?
Mm.
And I thought to myself, of course, right? And then I'm thinking, of course, of all days, this is what I want, you know? Mm-hmm. But thank goodness, you know, that I, at least had probably lipstick or whatever. I looked like my sign.
Right.
So it, you know, I thought from then on, it is important. And, you know, whether I'm at the grocery store or wherever, and not that you've got to go out and look like, you know, a fashion model every day, but it's just, it's, you know, there was a gal in real estate or many, many years ago, and she was older, but every time I'd see her, she'd have a blazer on and pearls.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, are you always dressed nice? And she said, you just never know when somebody's going to list their house, and they're going to want to hire me because I'm professional.
Mm.
And I thought, and that was like year one.
Right,
so
right.
Every time I would think about maybe being a little casual, she'd pop in my head, yeah. And I'd be like, no, not today.
Yeah. I don't know why we do that, but we do. You know, first impressions are everything. We see a person look a certain type of way, dress a certain type of way, you know, speak a certain type of way as well. It does say something about it. It doesn't mean you're always going to get it, but it does say something about, you know, that individual or, you know, whatever you're trying to, you know, get to.
Well, and I noticed, you know, with especially our upper bracket where we are, listing agent present.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're there to present the home. And I always want to make the other agent, especially if they don't know the area or I know they don't know the area, I still always want to make them feel important. So I try to talk directly to them, but I talk to the clients. And it's amazing to me how, you know, we shouldn't focus on it, but how they shift. If they were not dressed, and one was in a tennis outfit, and that's fine. I'm sure she came straight mm-hmm. from a match to yeah. show that house. But I was there, and I realized that the client stopped paying attention to their agent. And I noticed it immediately. And mm-hmm. I really tried to rope her back into the conversation, but it instantly just shifted. And I thought, okay. But of course, I knew about the house, but I was dressed to the nines. I was dressed to present the home. I owe it to my sellers to do it. I also owe it to my other agents to let them know that I am professional. And, you know, to me, from an early age, I've realized that it is important.
Right.
But then, you know, it's also about presenting the house, getting there early, having those lights on, having the music playing. Again, it's the experience
yeah.
of when they walk through that door. So, you know, you've got 3 seconds when you walk to the front door with buyers. And so if it's dirty or the brass handle's tarnished or there's, you know, a bird's nest, while the agent is either fumbling for the key or even when I'm there to open the door, you can still see the buyers just looking around. They know from that front door whether they really are going to be interested going forward.
Right.
So if the door is dirty or it needs a fresh coat of paint. So again, it's first impressions.
Yeah.
And so you can take photography sometimes and the photos the front door isn't perfect, but when we actually go to list that house and they go to the front porch, you know, if it's springtime, we want flowers in the mm-hmm. pots, and you really want to, it's kind of, you know, have the lights on. Those are jewelry for the house. And
jewelry for the house. I like that.
I mean, I think light fixtures are such great jewelry. Yeah. But really having those on and are the bulbs out, we owe it to our sellers to recommend having that fresh glass cleaned, the windows cleaned. And it makes a difference. And if our sellers aren't able to do it, sometimes we do it. I know
right.
we drive around with little vacuums in our cars and blowers and whatever we got to do. But I mean, really, people should just follow us with a GoPro on and we wouldn't ever have, we could have our own TV, Bilal. I mean, you've got your show, but this would be a really good one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That is for sure. You know, it really is, because we live in an age right now where everything is like, right, you know, you go on social media, and I don't know what the matrix is, but it's like 1 second, like you gotta grab somebody's attention, or they're gonna swipe, go to something else, right? So it's the same like in whatever that you do. So if you don't have a great first impression, you know, like you talked about, like it's the little things that sometimes people don't do. I don't for the life of me, I don't understand why. But like if you know you had a listing, and it's at 10:30, don't show up at 10:25,
right.
You know, like get there earlier so that way you can present it the right way, make sure all the lights are on and make sure everything is, you know, if you knew a storm came through, so that way you can pick up, you know, any limbs or whatever that may be, you know, in the front yard. Just like little simple things like that, because first impressions are everything. And it could be that one little small thing that can turn a person off and like, yeah, this is not what I thought it was.
I mean, you're right. And, it, you know, there's times that it's... Yes, you want to get there, you want to have it ready, and you owe it to the house. But if the seller sometimes they're like, oh, I have it ready for you. Mm-hmm. But their idea ready, they don't do this on the daily like mm-hmm. we do. So we want to make sure that we present that. And it's relaying that to the sellers too, that we're not cutting their house down by saying, okay, we need some fresh paint or we mm-hmm. need windows cleaned or whatnot. But it's, you know, whether it's fresh carpet, a lot of times people live in a house and they just don't realize it. They don't realize that over time you live in it, you don't see it the way we do. Like I'll walk around and be like, there's a ceiling stain that looks old, but we might want to check that out. And I, you know, I sometimes have to make a joke because I definitely don't want them to think I'm cutting their house down. Yeah. But I tell them, you know, I'm kind of that weirdo that I'll find things you never even knew about your house. But it is. It's paint. It's light fixtures. It's there's just so much more to it. Yeah. And but then it goes to the photography, like doing professional pictures. People say, mm-hmm. oh, we've got some really cool photos that we took. We might be able to use a couple of those, but we'd really prefer to have our, you know, professional photographer come in and videos and drones. And but it's amazing to me how we'll take photos, but then I see your social media posts. So you take it and I don't know, you slow it down, you speed it up, and I'm like, I just want to be talented like that. It's so good.
Yeah. You know, because the eye is, you know, there's so much, like, stuff that is, like, vying for our attention. You know, like, I can't remember, like, I think I heard something crazy, like, there's, like, 60,000, like, images that come to you, like, on a day-to-day basis, like, from a marketing standpoint. And so, like, there's so many things that, so it's like, okay, what can I do to, you know, make somebody, if I could just get you to stay on this, you know, this reel.
Go to the next
this,
one. I want to see his next one.
Just for a little bit longer. So rather that's doing, you know, mixing up with some funny skits to, he's kind of funny, you know, to something professional to, you know, like you said, slowing it down and speeding it up. And then, you know, something that can eye your attention. If you think about it, like when you go to watch a movie, you know, like, if you're like my wife, she likes to get there, like, at the very, like, last minute. But, like, myself, I like to get there a little earlier.
I'm sure. You probably want the whole popcorn, the experience.
You know? And when I'm there, like, you get to see previews, right? You know, before your actual movie. And you notice how, like, they do, like, a moving presentation. You know, it makes you like, oh, my God,
I can't wait for this new movie to come out.
And I think, like, that's how it is, like, when you have, like, a good listing. You know, you want to present it a certain type of light, a certain type of way. And so that people can't wait for, like,
it's kinda like when
is that listing coming out? You know, you got realtors calling you, got, you know, buyers, et cetera, calling. So it's that same thing that you want to really give it a good presentation.
Well, and if you do it right and we build that, you know, like a, I know something that no one else knows. And, you know, everybody wants to know about a new listing before mm-hmm. anybody else. But it is if we can do the little snippets and kind of put little sneak peeks out there.
Yeah, a little sneak peek.
It makes a huge difference. And, you know, the same as once we do have a listing and we do an open house, you know, sometimes we walk in and the sellers love them, but they put five different scents plugged into each room and you're like, I'm a little nauseous in here. And so, you know, trying to guide them on a candle's great, but we can't have 50 cents. Yes, you know, we can't have, like, we got pumpkin over here and we got, but, and, you know, baking cookies. I've done that. We don't do it every time.
Yeah, right.
But if people walk in, the temperature's right, the smell is great. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the five senses, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to, we want to get them in the entryway to where they stay.
Yes.
And I really have started to judge over the years. It's kind of rang true that I've noticed people who they'll be a little standoffish, like, okay, you're a realtor, I don't want to tell you too much. But I've found that if they sit down, that they are either looking like, I can see myself here. And almost every time that people sat down in a listing or at an open house or a showing, they end up either making an offer or being the buyer for the house. Mm. And I know that sounds like a strange, I don't know that I've ever shared that with the team, but if I get them to sit down, I'm like, ooh, we did it.
Yes.
Like if they're comfortable enough to go sit in a stranger's home,
right.
then they don't feel like they're a stranger.
Yes.
So it's, you know, again, that's getting a house ready and being prepared.
Right.
And real estate is all about being prepared, but yet going that extra mile, which you know that I demand for the team.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. And another agent, he said, gosh, Malfrey, you know what? You sell the fluff. And I said, I was a little offended. And I said, guess what? The fluff sells. Fluff probably isn't the best word to use, but
yeah, you know, you just mentioned someone sitting down. That means they're really comfortable.
Yes.
With not just the home, but with you. right?
Great point.
You know, and that means like they feel, you know, people can write out a whole bunch of different facts about a house, like, oh, you know, this is square foot, which, you know, all important things that we should know. But facts tell, stories sell.
You know, facts tell, stories no sell.
Yeah, stories.
Okay,
sell.
That's it.
Yeah,
you've never tell, said that to sell. Me before.
Yeah. So when you can tell a story, meaning that you can paint a picture, like picture and imagine, you know, you, your husband, your family, you know, you guys are in front of this fireplace, you know.
Look how you've dumbed your, get that voice down.
Yeah, the voice changes.
So now I'm going with the story. Yeah, where are we going? Right. Yeah. You know, is it Christmas time?
Yeah, it's Christmas time, you know. You guys, mark, right? You can paint a story and they can visualize themselves being there. They're not, yeah, they're concerned about certain facts like, oh, you know, this school was raided, you know, But if they can visualize themselves being there, you can paint a story about them being there and what it's like for like your last client who's looking, who was selling, and what that was like for them, you know. Now you're getting,
they leave and that's
emotions.
In their head all
yeah,
day.
Emotions now, you know, yeah. And now they're really now they're sitting down,
yeah.
Right? Now they're talking to you. You guys are talking about all kind of different stories, and you're the queen of stories. Like I always tell you all the time, like you should write a book. I would be the first one to buy it because the stories that you have are absolutely amazing. But it grabs people's attention and it makes them want to be just like in the know.
You know, we are like when I say story time, and it but. My book would probably have to be called You Can't Make This Up because you just can't. Yeah. You know, what we see on a daily is I come home and have a glass of wine and Michael say, well, what today? I'm like, where do I begin? But it is, but it's stuff that you just don't make up, but the things that you see and, you know, but I love this business and I love, you know, seeing what we could do better and mm-hmm. what we can, you know, how do we be the best and how do we portray our houses and how do we, I thrive on that. To me, anybody can list a house,
right.
Stick a sign in the yard, and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. And that's just not our game.
Right.
So it, to me, is worth it to do the extra. You know, I don't want to be ordinary.
Yeah.
I want to be extraordinary.
There you go.
And that's what, of course, I want for this team. Yes. And I love it. But I can't thank you enough. Is there anything you want to tell me? Anything more? I could talk to you all day.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure being here, you know, and just you do like you exemplify extraordinary. And I feel like you do that for us, for the team. You know, you're a great leader, you know, and I think that it's a certain type of like lifestyle that we are giving to our clients, you know, and it goes beyond just the home. It's about the memories that they're having to create in their home, you know, and I think we do that at a very high level.
And that's really what it's about. I mean, this is not about us. I mean, we are just a player in the movie, but it's truly, I love that dot connection and that's it, making the memories. And if someone's looking for a certain house and I'm not going to just sell them one. If I've interviewed and found out that this is the items they want and nothing of these items are on the list, I owe it to them to say, remember you said you wanted this big backyard.
Yeah.
This is another yard. Yeah. Yes. And so, but that's then it's because we're authentic and we care.
Right.
And so, and I'm blessed to have you and all our agents that are naturally just loving the business and loving our clients. But I do. I think so. You have an extreme following. And so my big ask for you would be, you know, we want to make these podcasts informative, and I'd love for you just to lead it for me. But if there's things that people, after you post any a part of it, that they say, we'd love to know more about this. Because, again, this isn't about us. We want to give information out there and have conversations that other people want to know about.
Right.
So if you hear of, you know, people reach out to you and say, oh, gosh, Blau, I really would love, great, let's do it.
Yeah, 100%. And I tell my followers, too, that, you know, though we're located and based in the Kansas City metropolitan area, but we have the ability to be able to touch and help no matter what area of the country, you know, you're located at.
Right? Absolutely.
You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, I mean, we're so connected with, you know, Compass, we love.
Mm-hmm.
And but what's really neat is that we are a part of Private Client Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all these other markets, 74 other markets that we... Mm-hmm. know these people personally. So I do seminars twice a year with them. I literally know them. So we sold 6 houses in Colorado last year because I have my people there that they know how I do business. I know how they do business. And it was funny because a client said to me, I wish I had a Kristen in Colorado. I'm like, you do? Jeff. Right. And so it's things like that, that you're right. And to me, it is important that if they're going to move or buy a second home or vacation property, they want to work with someone they trust. Mm-hmm. And now we've been able to say that to them. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have Sally call you. And that's important to me. And then they get there and they go, oh my God, we love them. They're just like you. Right. And that's what we want, right? It's all about not just here, it's outside the city, could be vacation. And it's also their kids, their parents. We wanna help the entire family. So
just touching people, touching
people. That's right, we love it. Yes. We love it. So, well, we're going to do this again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine, and thank you once again for having me here.
Okay, Superman. Over and out.
Thank you for listening to The Reality of Realty with Kristen Malfer. If you have any questions or topics you would like our experts to address in a future podcast, be sure to either DM us on Instagram, @MalferAssociates, or email us at homes@malferkc.com.